So inshallah today we will have sister, what is your name?
Idalia.
Sister Idalia, and sister Idalia wants to become a Muslim inshallah. And inshallah now she will mention al-shahada after me, and may Allah accept from her the Islam and make her a good Muslima inshallah. I want you to say, I bear witness. I bear witness that there is no God
but Allah
and Muhammad
is the messenger
of Allah.
Oh Allah.
Okay. Now congratulations. Okay. Congratulations. Okay. I want you to say it after me in Arabic. Okay. La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammad.
Rasulu Allah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. Congratulations. Okay. So also because we don't have much sisters to congratulate her.
Right. Congratulations.
Okay. I want you to. Okay. I will give her some knowledge, but I want you, as a reverse sister, to tell her the blessings of becoming a Muslima from a convert sister or reverse sister like her, not from me. You know, because this is the experience which you live in your life.
Yes.
Okay. The meaning of this shahada which we mentioned now. Okay. That none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Okay, you don't worship anyone except Allah. Mm-hmm. And Muhammad, okay, is the messenger of Allah. Mm-hmm. Okay? This means that you believe that our God, Allah, is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Okay, Allah creates everything. Mm-hmm. And Allah rules everything. Okay, so everything in your life is controlled only by Allah. Mm-hmm. None of the human being can control your life. Mm-hmm. None can give you good or prevent harm. Only Allah is the one. So long you have the belief in Him, He will take care of you. He will support you. You can call on Him at any time. Okay? Also, you must know that Allah is the creator of everything. Okay? And when you believe that there is no but Allah, you believe that the creator of everything is Allah. Okay? The owner of everything is Allah. This means that all the heavens and the earth, okay, and whatever in between is not owned by the human beings. Human beings don't own anything. Okay? Allah, the owner, give us trust, okay, in our life. Then He take it back when we die. Okay, so we don't own anything. Everything is owned by Him. So whenever you are looking for someone, for anything to have it in your life, you will call on whom? You will call on Allah, because He is the owner of everything. Okay, and Allah knows everything. Now Allah knows that you become a Muslim, and Allah knows your feeling. Allah knows that you are worried, okay, and you are afraid. So Allah will support you, will take care of you. Okay, you are not alone. Allah is with you and with every one of us all the time. And number four, you must believe that Allah is the planner of everything. Okay, so Allah is the one who sends you to this masjid today. And Allah is the one who sends sister Liz and sister Anissa only today. She was looking for a sister to speak Spanish.
Oh.
None of the Spanish sisters show. Okay. This is the plan of Allah. Okay, Allah wants me to speak with you in English. Okay. All praise to Allah. This is good for me. Okay, that I am the one who has the shahada with you. Okay? So everything in your life is planned by Allah. So long you believe in Him, okay, He will take care of you. Don't worry. Okay, also part of the belief in Allah that you don't ask any human being for anything. Okay, when you ask Allah. When you call on Allah. Mm-hmm. When you need Allah. Okay, all of this you will feel it when you will learn to pray. Okay, inshallah, when you come on Saturday, I will teach you the prayers. Okay, in very simple. Okay, so that your heart will feel that you are connected, okay, with Allah. Mm-hmm. When you will start to feel that you have God and you are connected to Him, you can talk to Him all the time, Okay, you can tell him, I am worried, I am not happy, you know, I want, for example, a baby, or I want money, or whatever. You can tell him. At that time, you will start to feel his existence in your heart. Then you will start to love him. Then you will like to obey him. Okay, it is step by step. Okay, I will take you very slowly, step by step, so that the most important in the religion of Islam is to love Allah. Okay, this is the great benefit you get it. Because when you will love him, you will feel him in your heart. When you feel him, you will become a very strong human being, a very good human being. Okay, and you will plan your life in the right way. Okay, so inshallah, we will learn this step by step. Today, just Sister Anisa will tell you about how she feels happy that she is a Muslima because she's like you. And inshallah, on Saturday, we will start our class.
Mashallah, when I took Shahada, I had already felt connected with Allah and I already had a relationship with Him, but my understanding did not fit the way that Christianity fit. And so when I took Shahada and became Muslim, it felt more like home for me. My heart was at peace with the way things are done and how things, you know, are. Muslim sisters are so supportive, you know, because there's so many people who convert or revert that, you know, you can always find somebody who has experienced some of the things your family might say, you know, and there's always somebody you can talk to or go to. If you don't have enough scarves, you can go get something from someone, and it's usually no problem, you know. And praying 5 times a day, it has been amazing because then I have to stop the rest of the world from getting to my mind. And you know, what really stood out was with women, there's so much competition and we just want to really like damage each other based upon the appearance. And so when you don't show your hair, they don't have as much to judge you on. Now they have to look at your personality and what you can offer, you know. It levels the playing field, but it also can take your mind off of having to...
English is a little bit simple.
Your
English, mashallah, excellent.
You're recording, but she can get it later.
You can say this for a few more sentences so that I understand.
Yes, but the covering and the coming together with everybody, it has been wonderful. You know, praying 5 times a day, I can stop and I focus on Allah, and it makes me feel peace, which, you know, that's something that I wouldn't go back, you know, I wouldn't go back to anything else.
Very good. You are happy with the Islam. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. So now, alhamdulillah, you become a Muslima. Inshallah, go and celebrate with your husband. Inshallah, on Saturday, I will get for you what you told me about, inshallah, and we'll meet together here. You come to this room, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you know how to come straight to this room. I will be waiting for you outside.
Okay.
Okay, me and Sister Gail, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we'll start a series of classes related to the diseases of the hearts. And the first disease is hypocrisy, and the title of this class is Hypocrisy 2011. The first class which we will start today, the title of the class is The Secret of Hypocrisy. All praise is to Allah. Out of His mercy and support, we learned the characteristics of the believing hearts from the Quran and the Sunnah over the last few months. Inshallah, today we will start a series of classes related to the diseases of the heart. As we all need to learn these diseases, we need to learn their causes, signs, characters, and the treatment of these diseases so that we can be always having the good believing hearts, the hearts of the winners in this life and in the hereafter. Inshallah, today we will start with a very bad disease, which is hypocrisy, which is mentioned in many verses of the Quran as it has a bad influence on the Muslims in this life and in the hereafter. Also, it weakens the Muslim community and spread corruption. Inshallah, we will learn the definition of hypocrisy, the types of hypocrisy, the tafsir of Surah, the hypocrites, characters of the hypocrites and their punishment, and lastly, we will learn how to avoid hypocrisy. Actually, we will start by the definition of hypocrite. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Four traits, whoever possesses them is a hypocrite until he leaves it. The one who, when he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And when he disputes, he transgresses. And when he makes an agreement, he violates it." Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The signs of the hypocrite are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And when he is entrusted, he betrays the trust. Even if he prays and fasts and imagines that he is a Muslim." The word hypocrisy means in Arabic the word nifaq. This is the Arabic word, okay? The word nifaq means a tunnel. So in the Islamic law, hypocrisy means the general category of deception, presenting an outward appearance of good while concealing its opposite. Now I will clarify to you, sisters, you know, about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means that, you know, according to the Arabic word nifaq, it means that I have a tunnel in my spirit, okay? And in this tunnel, I am hiding my real feelings. But my outward appearance is always good. Why? Because I want to have good relation with everyone. I don't want to have a conflict with anyone because I want to keep my relations, you know, in the best shape, and I want to get the benefits of all. Okay? So to get the benefits of all, I must be in a good relation with them. So my outside appearance must be all the time good. I am good with Liz. I am good with Mr. Mahmoud. I am good with everyone. But this will be very good if this is my reality. No. For the hypocrite, this is not his or her reality. My reality, my real feelings towards Liz or anyone is in the tunnel, down. I am hiding my feelings. Because my feelings, if they know my feelings, we will not be able to keep the good relation. I will not be able to get, you know, my benefits from Liz. Okay, if I tell her my real feeling. So they always hide their real feelings in the tunnel. This means that the reality is not their outside appearance. The reality is hidden. They conceal the reality. And this is, you know, the danger of the hypocrites. Because hypocrites, whom we will learn about, are Muslims. Okay, they are living with us, they are in very close relation with us. They pray, they come to the masjid, they do everything. And they show us very good faith. But the reality of their feelings, nobody knows it. Okay, this is hypocrisy, and this is why it is a bad heart disease. Because, you know, when they speak, they lie. Okay, and lying is a very bad heart disease. Okay, when they promise, they break their promises. And this is a very bad heart disease. And when they, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when they dispute, they transgress. And this is also is a very bad heart disease. So hypocrites have three heart diseases in reality, and because of that, hypocrisy is a very bad heart disease, which we all must try to be sure that I don't have hypocrisy. But to clarify to you, sisters, from the start, that all of us are having an amount of hypocrisy. Okay, why? Because we are living in the time of corruption. Most of the people, they don't like the truth. Most of the people, they get upset if you tell them the truth. Okay? So, most of the people now, they try, you know, to say we are polite. Okay? And there is also, yeah, there is always a very sharp line between being polite and hypocrite. Okay? And only Allah knows what is your reality. Nobody can know what is the reality. And because of that, you know, we are all having, you know, a degree of hypocrisy. But we must try to decrease this, you know, a degree of or amount of hypocrisy in our heart as we can, because your heart is occupied by belief and hypocrisy. The more you have hypocrisy, the more your belief is weak and little. The more you have belief, the more your hypocrisy will be little or, you know, very weak. Accordingly, every one of us, you know, even the very religious ones, they must be all the time worried about, maybe I was hypocrite yesterday when I talked to that sister. Maybe, you know, all the time I am questioning myself about being hypocrite at any event, okay, because nobody can be saved from hypocrisy except those whom they are, you know, very sincere with Allah, and all the time revising their talks and revising their deeds, okay, to be sure that, you know, I am away from these bad deeds. So this is number one, okay, regarding hypocrisy. Number two, I am mentioning to you the very important rules, then we will learn it in full details, because there, you can't imagine how much of the Quran is related to hypocrisy. You can't imagine, you know. When you will learn all these verses of the Quran about hypocrisy, you will realize how it is a very dangerous disease. Okay? But I want to clarify to you the secret of hypocrisy. The secret of hypocrisy is the doubt in the belief in the Day of Judgment. Okay? And the paradise and the hellfire. This is the secret of hypocrisy, which most of the Muslims are not aware of it. Okay? We will learn two types of hypocrisy. They are different. One of them is very severe. One of them is the one which most of the people are having. But both of them, you know, they have the same secret, the doubt in the Day of Judgment. Okay? And actually, if you look around you and you notice the behavior of some of the Muslims, I will not say the majority of the Muslims, I will say some of the Muslims. Okay? And when you notice that, some of them are not praying. When they pray quickly. Some of them are not fasting. Some of them, they don't have the manners of Islam. Okay, then you question, why? Why this is going on with the Muslims? Because of this problem, the doubt in the Day of Judgment. Okay, they say, we believe. Okay, but in their hearts, still they believe. And because of that, you know, I always insist on the belief. You know, the depth of the belief, especially the decree of Allah and the Day of Judgment. Okay, and the paradise and the hellfire. Because, believe me, sisters, if you believe in reality in the Day of Judgment, you will not be able except to obey Allah. You will realize that whatever Allah will tell you in the Quran, if you are a true believer in reality in the Day of Judgment, you will try your best to believe the rules of the Quran. Why? Because you believe in the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, you know, I will teach you the meaning and the tafsir of the last chapter of the Quran, which is related to the Day of Judgment. Okay? And when you will learn about the Day of Judgment, okay, and what will happen in that day, not the paradise and the hellfire, no, just one day, okay, you will realize that if I believe in reality that that day will come when I will be, in front of Allah, questioning me about every deed and every word, okay, and if I fail on that day, This means that I am the real loser eternally. If I believe in this from the depth of the heart, of my heart, sisters, I will forget about everything except the obedience of Allah. And I will be very thankful to Him that He helped me to obey Him, because He wants to save me. He loves me. He wants to save me from that day. And whatever after that day, inshallah, also in the coming classes, maybe next year, inshallah, we will have the classes about the hellfire from inside. You know, there was, you know, a book related to this, and I taught it maybe 5 years ago, and you can't imagine, sisters, you can't imagine what is the hellfire from inside, and also we can't imagine what is the eternal paradise. But if we believe in reality from the depths of the hearts that there must be a day of judgment, there must be a paradise and the hellfire, okay, the belief and the obedience of Allah will be the best, you know, deed, and will be the most easy for you to do. Okay, and you will notice that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very easily. Why? Because of the depth of the belief in the day of judgment. Many Muslims, born Muslims, whom they learn the Quran, they read the Quran, they come to the masjid, they do everything, this belief is not clear in their spirits. Sometimes they have some doubt. Okay, and because of that doubt, this is the reason for the hypocrisy. When they speak, they lie. When they promise, they don't fulfill. When they dispute, they transgress. Because if I believe in the day of judgment, and if I believe that I may die at any minute. Suppose now, for example, Sister Liz asked me, Sister Mona, when you will give the class? Then I say, I will have other sisters that will... Thursday. Okay, I am supposed to give it Saturday. But I don't want, you know, to have a lot of sisters. It is headache, big headache. Okay, okay, okay. Then suppose after I leave the masjid, I have a car accident and I die. You see? This is the issue. If I believe in the day of judgment, and I believe that I may die at any minute, which is the basics of belief in Islam, when Sister Liz would tell me, Sister Mona, Saturday, 11 o'clock, exactly in this room, I will call you, you call me, I will try, you try. Because, you know, this is, you know, something for me which is very serious. I will be very serious with whatever related to Allah. This is the highest priority for me. When you tell me why you are very serious with the commands of Allah, for what? I tell you to save myself on the day of judgment. This is the most important for me. Then you question me, why you are very serious about the day of judgment? I tell you, because I believe in the reality of the day of judgment. Since I believe in the reality of the day of judgment, my spirit is totally changed. I can't do anything in my life except having the commands of Allah as the priority, so that I am always, you know, having the reassurance that inshallah, if I die at any minute, at any second, I am ready. I am ready to the day of judgment. I will not be like those whom Allah said in the Quran, when some of them, and you know, some of them are, you know, Muslims and non-Muslims, when the death will come to them, they will tell, oh Allah, just give us a little time, and we will change totally. Allah will tell them, never. Okay, قال ربي حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت. I will get it for you in English, so that you know, sisters, from the start or the beginning of the classes of hypocrisy. Okay, we want to, renew our faith regarding the belief in the day of judgment. Inshallah, I will mention this at the end when we will learn about how to avoid being, from the hypocrites. Inshallah, but just, you must realize this. We are Muslims. We believe that death comes at any time. So I must be ready that I will not be very sorry at the time of death, calling on Allah for short time to change all my plans and to, refix my belief and to become the best Muslim or believer. Allah will say, no. Okay, you will never be delayed. Some of them, when after this, they will call on Allah to return them for short time to become different human beings. Allah will say, no. It is my rule that whoever gets out will never come in. So long we are still in, so long we have, we can reflect, so long we have spirits, and we have the Quran. So let us live the righteous life. Let us have, you know, the blessings of being true believers in Allah. Let us have the good believing hearts, so that Allah will shower us all the time with His mercy, so that we can actually live this life, you know, while we are having good mood, while we are having hope, while our health is good, while we are trying to fulfill our trusts all the time to ourselves and to all around us, while we are confident that we are the rightest in spite of the fact we are very little. No problem. But I am confident 100% that I am the one on the right. How you are confident 100%? Because of my belief. Because of my belief in Allah, and my belief in the decree, and my belief in the day of judgment. Okay, so we'll start, sisters, by learning about history of hypocrisy in the Muslim community. Okay, we want to learn how hypocrisy started in the Muslim community. Actually, you know that the message was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Mecca. Okay, and in Mecca, only the poor and the slaves were the one whom they accepted the message of Islam. The arrogant and the rich and the big people of Mecca, you know, they refused Islam completely, because actually they get the benefit of being, you know, idol worshippers. Okay, so they reject Islam completely, and they treated Prophet Muhammad and the poor Muslims in a very bad way. So Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad to migrate, you know, to Medina. Okay, so the beginning of hypocrisy, Medina is, in Arabic, is the city of the Prophet. Okay, its name before his immigration was Yathrib. Then the name changed to the city of the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he immigrated to Medina. So of hypocrisy was in the Medina, after Prophet Muhammad's migration to it from Mecca. As there was a leader, actually, you know, in Medina there were two tribes, okay? The Arabic tribes, there were two, okay? Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj. These two tribes, you know, when they know about Islam, they send some of from this tribe and from that tribe to learn Islam. They learned Islam and they return and they, you know, start to spread Islam in Al-Medina until the number increased. And they called Prophet Muhammad to come to live with them, okay, according to the command of Allah. The time Prophet Muhammad was moving to Al-Medina, the two tribes were about, you know, to have a man called Abdullah ibn Ubay to be their king. Okay? So that man, Abdullah ibn Ubay, was about to be, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the leader, okay, at the time when Prophet Muhammad, you know, arrived to Medina. So the people of Medina forget about Abdullah ibn Ubay, and they choose the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be the leader. At that moment, hypocrisy started in Islam. You see, he decided, you know, to show that he is a Muslim, because Islam was spread in Medina. But inside his heart, he hates Islam, he is against Islam, he wants to harm Islam, because Prophet Muhammad comes and prevented him from becoming the leader. Okay? So Abdullah ibn Ubay, you know, this name, you as a Muslim, we must know the name of that man. He is the leader of the hypocrites. Okay? And all the people whom, you know, they are around him or love him and his companions, they were also hypocrites at that time. Okay? They don't have any choice either to show that they are Muslims, so they can become part of the community, or if they show that they are not Muslims, the Muslims will start to fight them. And they don't want to fight. Why? Because this is also one of the goals of the hypocrites. Always they conceal their real feelings and plans until the time will be suitable for them, and they will start, you know, to harm. Okay? They always wait for the best time. They are very intelligent. You know, this is the hypocrite's intelligence in evil. Okay? But they are intelligent. Okay? So they decided to hide their disbelief, okay, until they will have the chance, okay, to fight Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the heart of, when Prophet Muhammad was appointed as the leader, the heart of Abdullah ibn Ubay was filled with hatred against Islam. So he pretended to be a Muslim with many of those who were just to him. It was then that hypocrisy began in Al-Madinah and among the surrounding tribes. As for the immigrants whom they come with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, none of them were hypocrites. Why? Because they immigrated willingly. You know, they are the ones whom they choose to immigrate. Okay? For Allah's sake. And also, when they immigrate, okay, they forget about their wealth and their offspring in Mecca. They immigrate with nothing. Okay? For Allah's sake. So they cannot be hypocrites. Okay, because they lost everything for the sake of Islam. Okay, so they are not hiding anything. Okay, so none of the people of Mecca who immigrated to Medina were hypocrites. The hypocrites were from the people of Medina, whom they are the followers of Abdullah ibn Ubay. Abdullah ibn Ubay and his followers, they caused a lot of problem to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, all the time. And since then, until the day of judgment, hypocrisy will be in the Muslim Ummah. All the time, hypocrites are around. Okay? This is how hypocrisy started in Islam. Now we will learn about two types of hypocrisy. Okay? Hypocrisy is in two types. One of them is the greater, which is hypocrisy in belief, and this is the hypocrisy of Abdullah ibn Ubay and his companions, those whom they live at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is the hypocrisy in belief. Okay? The other type is hypocrisy in action, which is most of the Muslims are having. Okay? When they talk, they lie. When they promise, they break their promise. Okay? Now let us learn about the greater hypocrisy, okay, which was at the time of Prophet Muhammad. In order to learn about the greater hypocrisy, sisters, there is a chapter in the Quran which is the chapter of the hypocrites. Okay? This is chapter number 63. We will learn the meaning of this chapter today, inshallah, and we will continue with hypocrisy next week, inshallah. So let us now learn the meaning of chapter 63, the chapter of hypocrisy from بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون.
When the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they say, we bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah. Allah knows that you are indeed His messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are liars indeed.
Okay, this is number one? Okay. So I will tell you the meaning of this verse of the Quran, sisters. This surah begins with the description of the hypocrites' attempt to conceal the truth of their unbelief. This is the most important character of the hypocrites, is that they always try to conceal the truth of their unbelief. They declare themselves Muslims and testify that the Prophet is God's messenger. They swear by God so as to convince the Muslims, while they themselves know that they are lying. Okay, they know that they are lying, but to convince, you know, this is one of the characters of the hypocrites. They always swear. Okay, so that you know, when you tell me, Sister Mona, you are about to come at 11, why you come at 12? By the name of Allah, I am telling the truth. By the name of Allah, this is the truth. By the name of Allah, you know, they always try to convince, because you know, they know in reality that this is not the truth. So how to conceal lying? By swearing. You know, this is also one of their characters. They always swear. Okay? Their oaths are a shield behind which they hope to hide their true reality and deceive the Muslims. Okay? This is number one. So they are telling to the Prophet that we believe in you, okay, and we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah, okay, but Allah knows that He is His messenger, and Allah bear witnesses that you are liars. Okay? And I want to tell you also about the hypocrisy in the Quran. Whatever a character is mentioned regarding them, Allah is the one, you know, to say to them that you are lying. It is always Allah who is, you know, attacking the hypocrisy in the Quran. Not on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad or the believers or something will happen to you. No, Allah Himself. Because you see Allah, what He's saying, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are liars indeed. It is always Allah against them because of their danger, which I will clarify to you, inshallah, while we are learning about them. Verse number 2, اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون.
Is that verse number 2?
Yes.
Okay. They have made their oaths a screen for their hypocrisy. Thus they hinder men from the path of Allah. Verily, evil is what they used to do.
Okay. So, the hypocrites would go to the Prophet and state that they bear witness that he was God's messenger. But theirs was only a verbal testimony lacking all lacking the truth. They were engaging in deception, hoping to hide their truth from the Muslim community and so protect themselves. Therefore, Allah states that they were lying. Okay, in verse number 2, they always swear, okay, that they are true believers. Okay, but Allah is saying that evil is what they used to do. They used to swear every time they feared exposure. Okay, whenever they are about to be exposed and they will be known that they are hypocrites, okay, they start to swear. Okay, they use their false faith as a shield to hide their reality and to allow them a chance to go on their blood against the Muslim community. As I clarified to you, you know, when someone is about to know that that person is a hypocrite, they will start to swear, no, we are believers in Allah, we follow Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad is our messenger, okay, until they convince the Muslims that they are true believers, waiting for the proper time to plot. Okay, the plotting is there all the time inside their spirits. Why this is the character of the hypocrites? Why? Okay, Allah is answering in verse number 3, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَطُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Okay.
That is because they believed and then disbelieved. Therefore, their hearts are sealed, so they understand not.
Okay. The reason behind all of this attitude is that they reverted to disbelief after having accepted Islam. Okay? So, a seal has been set on their hearts, and therefore they are devoid of understanding. Okay? As I mentioned, you know, they say we are Muslims, okay, but inside their hearts, they reverted to this belief. Okay, so Allah put the seal on their hearts, so they never understand anything. Okay, now we will read verse number 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
And when you look at them, their bodies please you, and when they speak, you listen to their words. They are as blocks of wood propped up. They think that every cry is against them. They are the enemies, so beware of them. May Allah curse them. How are they denying or deviating from the right path?
Okay. Actually, when they speak, okay, you will like their speak, because they speak in a very good way. Why? Because the hypocrites are always having a good outside appearance. Okay, so to have a good outside appearance, suppose I am a hypocrite, inshallah not. Then you tell me, Sister Mona, what do you think about helping Muslim community? I tell you, oh, this is my big goal in my life. I will try all my best. We want to spread peace. We want to spread tranquility. We want to help all the Muslims. Let us go to the masjids. Let us go to the school. Let us support each other. Let us be one build. So you tell, wow. What is this? MashaAllah, excellent. This is an excellent talk. Okay? This is what Allah is saying, okay? And when they speak, you listen to their words. Okay? But Allah is mentioning they are blocks of wood. Okay? Because they don't have any real feeling. This is all only talks from outside for the people, okay? To make the people feel that they are true believers. Okay? They think that every cry is against them. Why? Because they have the tunnel in their spirits. Okay? So they are all the time worried. Maybe they know the reality. Maybe anyone discover my belief. Maybe, you know, I am exposed to them. And because of that, they always think that every cry is against them. They are the enemies. You know, this is the most important, is that the hypocrites are the real enemies of the Muslims, not the disbelievers. Why? Because the hypocrites are in between us, one of us. You know, they pray with us, they fast with us, we discuss all our issues with them. So they know everything about us. Okay, and this is the real danger. Okay, all our plans are exposed to them. Okay, so they can catch us or reach us. Okay, from any, you know, direction which we never think over. But regarding the others whom you always believe that, you know, we are not in a good shape with them, you always hide your plans. They don't know anything about us. And because of that, we must believe that, as Allah said, they are the enemies, so be aware of them. May Allah curse them. You see, again and again, Allah Himself will be the one, okay, to be the enemy of the hypocrites. You see what Allah is saying again in this verse? May Allah curse them. Allah is saying about Himself, may Allah curse them. Okay? How are they denying the right path? Okay. Verse number 5, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَّوْا رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
And when it is said to them, come so that the Messenger of Allah may ask forgiveness from Allah for you, they twist their heads, and you would see them turning away their faces in pride.
Okay. Actually, it is also written in the tafsir that Allah is their enemy whenever they turn. You know, again and again, the battle of the hypocrites is not with the true believer. It is between them and Allah. So Allah will be the one, you know, to be their enemies whenever they turn. Such a prayer by Allah means that their destruction is certain to take place. Okay, this is in verse number 4. Okay, in verse number 5, okay, this surah continued to describe their actions, which is based on their arrogance. You know, the hypocrites are always arrogant. Okay, they perform their actions. How they are arrogant? Now they are in Al-Madinah with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, and suppose they are, you know, having a meeting, and they say against him whatever they want to say, because they are very arrogant. Okay, and if they realize that Prophet Muhammad knows about what they say or heard of their behavior, they resort to their cowardly ways. They swear that, you know, they didn't say this. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, which happened many times, is that suppose there is a meeting of the Muslims, okay? Some of them are hypocrites, okay? The hypocrites, because they are arrogant, they will start to say, oh, this messenger will not be able to go to Syria or to do anything great at all. Okay? So some of the true believers will run to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and tell him what they said. Okay? When they will go to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they will say, no, Those Muslims, they misunderstand. They are still arrogant. They never ask for forgiveness. Okay? And when this is, and when it is said to them, come to the messenger and ask forgiveness from Allah for you because of their words against him, they twist their heads. Okay? And, you know, they turn away with their faces in pride. This is one of the character of the hypocrites, is, you know, the arrogance. Okay, why? Because, you know, the arrogant people, they don't like to admit their mistakes at all. Okay? This is how you know that this person is arrogant. Okay? Suppose you come and tell me, Sister Mona, the class was about to be at 12 and you come at 12:30. If I am arrogant, I will tell you, what is the problem? What is the problem to come at 12:30? You all are always late. So I have the, you know, the chance once to come late. I never admit my mistake. If I say these words, this is, you know, this is the proof that I am an arrogant person. Even if I try to show that I am not arrogant later, but in reality I am arrogant because I didn't admit my mistake. But if you come and tell me, Sister Mona, you come at 12 o'clock, I will tell you, I'm very sorry, sister. I'm very sorry. I was very upset that I am late. But what can I do? You know, the weather was not good. Please forgive me. Because I am supposed to come at 12. Okay? So one of the characters of the hypocrites is that they are arrogant. No, no, no. Okay, so they never ask forgiveness from Prophet Muhammad and they turn their faces in pride. Accordingly, you see how Allah is always in making them his enemy. You see how Allah responded to them. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ اسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. This is number 6.
It is equal to them whether you, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask forgiveness or ask not forgiveness for them. Allah will never forgive them. Verily, Allah guides not the people who are in
rebellion.
The rebellious, the disobedient to Allah.
Okay, that's it. Okay? So actually, so long they refuse to ask forgiveness from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so Allah is answering them. Whether you ask forgiveness for them or not, Allah will never forgive them. You see? This is again Allah. Whenever you have a character of the hypocrites, the response will come from Allah. Allah will not forgive them. Okay? Because, why Allah will not forgive them? Because Allah guides not the people whom they are rebellious and disobedient to Allah. So this is known, this is one of the punishment of the hypocrites, that Allah will never forgive them. You know, this is very special for them, they are never forgiven. Okay, now we will move to verse number 7. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون.
They are the ones who say, spend not on those who are with Allah's messenger until they desert him. And to Allah belong the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites comprehend not.
Okay. Actually, those hypocrites try to control the means of livelihood available to the believers. Why? To pressurize them. Okay? They are saying, okay, spend not on those who are with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, until they desert him. Why? They want to pressurize the believers. So that the believers will leave Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, who answered them? Allah answered them. And to Allah belong the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Okay, how come you think that, you know, you can control, you know, the livelihood of the believers? Okay, if you show that you are Muslims and you believe that the treasures of the heavens and earth are only up to Allah, and none of the human being can control any of, you know, what Allah owns in the heavens and on the earth. None can control the livelihood of anyone, because human being doesn't have a will, and the will is only up to the one who owns everything and controls everything. And at the end Allah said, but the hypocrites comprehend not. Because if they comprehend, okay, if I comprehend, I cannot tell you, sister, look, I will control you, you know, your livelihood. I will kick you out of the work. You will not find any place to live in. You tell me, sister, you comprehend not. That's it. Okay. From the Quran, you are using the words of Allah. Just, sister, you comprehend not. Thank you, sister.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون.
They hypocrites say if we return to Al-Madinah, indeed the more honorable Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the chief of hypocrites at Al-Madinah, will expel therefrom the meaner. But honor, power, and glory belong to Allah and to His Messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to the believers, but the hypocrites know not.
Actually, you know, this event happened when the hypocrites were with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, outside Al-Madinah. Okay? So, you know, they said that when we will return to Al-Madinah, Abdullah ibn Ubay, the head of the hypocrites, he will expel Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from Al-Madinah. How Allah answered this statement? Allah made the son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, whose name is also Abdullah, to be a very good believer. Okay? And he heard these words. So he went to Al-Madinah before them, and he standed, you know, in front of his father before allowing him to come to Al-Madinah. And he told him, if Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will not allow you to come in, you will never come in. Okay? So now, who is the one controlling? Okay? Abdullah or Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Peace be upon him. Who is the more honorable? This is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is again how Allah is all the time, you know, defending Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah is making the hypocrites his enemy. Okay? Now, this is the meaning of these verses of the Quran. In the conclusion, Allah the Almighty mentioned many of the attributes of the hypocrites and exposed many of their reality, and uncovered Allah uncovered the extent of their hostility towards Muslims in many verses of the Quran, for the purpose of to alert the Muslims for their danger. And actually, Jibril mentioned, you must know that, you know, because we learned about the history, you know, now they are in Al-Madinah. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention their name to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He doesn't know them for a long time. Okay, until once, Jibril, the angel Jibril, he came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he told him about those, you know, the hypocrites. And he told him not to mention their names to anyone. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad was all the time treating them as if they are true believers. He never showed to anyone, you know, about them. Why? Why?
Because he didn't know.
Yes, I tell you why. Because of their outside appearance. Because they are praying, and they are fasting, and they are attending the meeting, and they have nice words. So if Prophet Muhammad, you know, will, you know, fight with them, or Umar ibn al-Khattab, one of his companions, was all the time telling him, kill them, Prophet Muhammad replied, people will say, I am killing my companions. Because from outside, they are the best companions. So if he will kill them or he will fight with them, people will say he is killing his companions. So he never showed that he knows the reality. But he knows them. Okay, but because Allah commanded him not to pray on them when they die, so they are known, they were known at the time of their death. when Prophet Muhammad will not pray on them. So the people will realize that that person was a hypocrite. Okay? And then Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he mentioned their names to only one of his companions. Okay? And he told them not to mention this to anyone. Okay, the second type, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let us speak. Okay, now to learn about the second type of hypocrisy, which is hypocrisy in belief. This hypocrisy is when one shows Islam and conceals, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, disbelief. Okay, this is the type which I mentioned now, you know, in the surah, in the this chapter of the Quran. Okay, those, they show Islam and conceal disbelief. Okay, this is the hypocrisy in belief. They are the ones whom they were around during the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, after his migration to Medina. This is the most dangerous and malignant form of disbelief. Okay, to that Allah said, okay, now I want you to know a very important fact regarding the hypocrites. Okay, those whom they have the hypocrisy in belief are worse than the disbelievers, okay, regarding, you know, the punishment on the day of judgment. Okay, you must know this. How? We will have the proofs now. Why? Because they are one, they are living with us. They show their belonging to us. They are double-faced people. They corrupt the Muslim community, okay, because we are not aware of them. Okay, and because of that, Allah made their punishment worse than the punishment of the disbelievers. I will give you now four proofs from the Quran about this. We will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 145. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna al-munafiqeen fi al-dark al-asfal min al-nar walan tajida lahum nasira.
Verily the hypocrites will be in the lowest depth of the fire. No helper will you find for them.
Okay. Now we will read also from the same surah, the same page, verse number 140, from surah number 4, to know about, you know, the punishment of the hypocrites, whom they have the hypocrisy in the belief. Surah number 4, verse number 140. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره وإنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا.
140. And it has already been revealed to you in the book, this Quran, that when you hear the verses of Allah being denied and mocked at, then sit not with them until they engage in talk other than that. But if you stayed with them, certainly in that case you would be like them. Surely Allah will collect the hypocrites and disbelievers altogether in hell.
And you see in the Quran, in these verses of the Quran, Allah mentioned the hypocrites before mentioning the believers. And this means that they have the worst situation in the hellfire, because, you know, it is up to the, you know, how you mention. Whoever you mention first will have, you know, the worst. Okay? So Allah is mentioning the hypocrites and the disbelievers all together in the hell. Now we will read also about, you know, this kind of hypocrisy, the hypocrisy in belief, and how it is Allah will punish those whom they have it greatly. We will read from Surah number 9, number 84. Read also the number 80 and 84 from Surah number 9. Actually, Surah number 9 is chapter number 9 is one of the chapters of the Quran where the hypocrites are mentioned a lot. Okay, most of the verses related to the hypocrites are mentioned in Surah number 9, and we will learn this inshallah in the coming classes. Now we will read from verse number 80 from Surah number 9, and then verse number 84 from surah number 9, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Whether you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, ask forgiveness for them, hypocrites, or ask not forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. And Allah guides not those people who are rebellious, disobedient to Allah.
Okay, now we will read verse number 84. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون.
And never, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, pray funeral prayer for any of them hypocrites who dies, nor stand at his grave. Certainly they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger and died while they were rebellious, disobedient to Allah and His Messenger. Peace be upon him.
So it is very clear, you know, how Allah is their enemy and how Allah is preparing for them the worst punishment on the Day of Judgment. This is the hypocrisy in belief which was at the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Medina. Now we will learn about the second type of hypocrisy, which is hypocrisy in action. For the second type of hypocrisy, which is hypocrisy in action, it is to abandon all or some religious acts in privacy while complying with it publicly. This conduct fits under the terminology of hypocrisy, but not under that of disbelief. Okay? So those are not disbelievers, okay? But they are hypocrites. Okay? And actually, whoever will have this second time of hypocrisy, whom they are always hypocrites in action, by time they become hypocrites in belief. Okay? The more they are persistent on lying, breaking their promises, transgression, by time they become hypocrite in belief. This is number one. Number two, those whom they are always lying, whom they break their promises, whom they transgress, they have the doubt in the Day of Judgment and the doubt in the reward in the hereafter regarding paradise or the hellfire. Okay? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the signs of hypocrisy are three. When he speaks, he lies. And when he promises, he breaks his promise. And that he betrays when entrusted has specified for us the three of the signs of hypocrisy. Okay, the first is lying. Lying is one of the worst and gravest sins, since it is a means of immorality and leads the person to the hellfire. And you know, sister, this is a very big problem regarding the Muslims. Okay, they don't care for lying. Okay, they lie very easily. Okay, as if, you know, this is a small sin and Allah is the most forgiving and Allah will forgive me and I have to, and you know, what can I do? Everyone is lying. It is very difficult to keep the relation with the people without lying. So lying is there all the time. But they must know this hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that, you know, they will be aware that if you are a Muslim, a true believer, and you are lying, you have a sign of hypocrisy. Okay, this is number one. Number two, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, honesty guides to righteousness, and this guides to paradise. A person preserves his honesty until Allah the Almighty gives him recognition for being honest. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, added, and dishonesty guides to immorality, and immorality guides to the hellfire. And a person does preserve his dishonesty until Allah the Almighty gives him the recognition for being dishonest. So lying will lead to the hellfire. Aisha, the wife Prophet, may Allah be blessed with her, said, there had not been worse conduct than lying in the eyes of the companions. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would know the man of his companions who has been lying, and that would not clean away from the heart of the Prophet until he, peace be upon him, knows that person made repentance to Allah. You see? So if Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will know that that person is lying, okay, he will not have clean hearts towards him until he repent to Allah from lying. So we Muslims nowadays, 2011, okay, we must be aware of this fact. We must be aware that our Prophet will not be cleaned away, okay, that liar, okay, will not have a good relation with Prophet Muhammad until he repent, okay, not just say, I will not lie again, okay, this needs repentance. Lying needs repentance, okay. The second sign of hypocrisy is breaking the promise. Thus, whoever promised another of a promise and didn't fulfill it, then he would have a quality of hypocrisy. And again, sisters, nowadays, we take it very easily when we break the promises. Sister, we will start at 12, inshallah. You will come at 12, inshallah.
Yeah.
I am not the one. You must repent. No. Before reading Surah number 17, verse number 34, let us realize that the more you know about hypocrites, the more you will decide, you know, to be away from their behaviors. Because their punishment in this life and in the hereafter is great. You know, they have the worst punishment in this life, okay, in the hereafter. So, the more I learn, and actually I mentioned this in my Arabic classes about hypocrisy, I started 3 weeks ago. I mentioned that the more you learn about hypocrisy, the more you realize that maybe I have a little bit of these characters. I don't fulfill my promises, you know, exactly, you know. Sometimes I can say some excuses which are not the truth, okay. But when I learn now that these are the signs of hypocrisy, which Allah is their enemy, I can't have Allah as my enemy. I will change completely. And actually I mentioned that me personally, I am learning a lot from these classes of hypocrisy because, you know, this topic, you know, it's very critical. The more you learn, the more you realize that you want to improve your status. You know, I was under the impression that if I pray in sincerity and I try to become close to Allah, I fulfill my promises, inshallah, all my deeds are good. No, hold on. Remember this disease, hypocrisy. Are you fulfilling your promises 100% as you can? Are you never lying, never using excuses with the people? Okay, and you know, regarding the third character of the hypocrisy, which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the third character is that to betray when entrusted. Also, you know, this we will speak about, you know, the trust. So actually what you learn from this class is basically is that try to re-evaluate all your talks and all your deeds and try to be sure that if I have, you know, some signs or very minor actions related to hypocrisy, promise Allah, okay, that I will never do it again and ask forgiveness from Allah because this is a very big problem regarding the belief. Okay, now we will read Surah number 17, verse number 34, and we will stop here, inshallah, and continue next week. Surah number 17, verse number 34. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا. 34.
And come not near to the orphan's property except to improve it until he attains the age of full strength and fulfill every covenant. Verily the covenant will be questioned about.
Okay. Okay, so now we learn about fulfilling the promises, and regarding the third sign of hypocrisy, inshallah, we will learn it next week, inshallah. Now we will make dua and we will continue with this very important topic, hypocrisy 2011, next week, inshallah. Let us make the dua.